Today on Meteor Sandwich, we're talking about
white balance. Different ways to white balance.
That what was that supposed to mean?
Oh, there's just different tricks of white balancing. We kind of go through them.
Next, you're going to tell me is you're going to drop Pod Bros name somehow.
Well, yeah, we are on Pod Bros.
Welcome to Media Layer Sandwich. This should be episode 50.
Ooh, 50. That's halfway to 100.
Yeah, today we're going to pick a simple subject, white balancing. With me, of course, is William from
AllAboutWilliam.com,
who's a photographer, and I'm better known as Toden, real name Scotty Miali, but better known as Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/Toden K. What, you know, white balancing, very simple. You take a white piece of paper, put it in front of your camera, or you aim your photography camera, video camera, whatever at it, and then you hit the white balancing button. Maybe you have to menu dial a little bit. But that's pretty much it. You're telling the camera, this is white. That's not racist. That's literally telling the camera, this is the color white, and then it aligns all the other colors up appropriately, you know, because outside the sun is, I'm not going to go too much technical details, but, you know, one side it's too blue, one side it's too yellow because the way the color wheel works, or that's mostly three colors.
Or but, if you're got older lights, it can come out as too red.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what are the three colors? It's blue, green and yellow, correct?
Yes. But older incandescent lights can sometimes come out as a little bit red.
Okay.
Or, and then there's some weird colors in there.
So, you know, the reason we want to talk about white balancing is because, well, you know, it's something simple and we all do, but you can come into some very interesting things. I want to talk about the way we overcome them. Let's talk about some of the areas we walk through. Let's talk about some of these hotels.
Some of the hotels. Let's see. Mm-hmm. When we went to the one weekend, 2 weekends ago from our perspective, it was the Motor City SteamCon one. Believe it or not.
Great convention.
Great convention.
Nothing to do with anything in their control. Fantastic people. Fantastic time.
Great people. We were lit with light from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Light, and the lights inside the building had two different white balances.
Mm-hmm. Which on some cameras you could set to presets.
Well, yeah, but the problem is we're lit with two different, so.
Yeah, I did find myself, you know, white balance this side, white balance that side, and I usually those just flip in between the A and the B. However, it's sometimes it's just easier to set that white balance in auto and just give it some time.
That's one thing I like about still photography is my camera, I could shoot raw. And so white balance can be done later in the in like Lightroom or something like that, because the white balance isn't applied. It's just applied in the metadata and not actually the photo.
I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah, because
Video. I don't really shoot raw because it's video. You know.
Yeah. There's actually been some arguments on video should have a raw format too.
I don't have the space for that.
That's another argument. Yes. Yeah. Because let's see, this is shot in our video, our podcast video is shot in what, 1080?
1080.
And they're probably huge in themselves.
Right. My version of RAW, at least the original files, some of these come to close to 50 gigs.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I did 20 gigs at BolaCon and SteamCon.
Okay.
So, like, I have to get a bigger hard drive just for my raw still file. So I can only imagine what 60 frames per second. That's 60 raw images every second in a video file would
be. Yeah, I know you could get them, but you could do it. But usually you're not getting more than a few minutes.
No, I don't think you would.
That's really for those high-speed cameras, too.
Yeah, I bet you if you really wanted raw. So isn't there tools you can do in video to edit after the effect, but you still need to get close to your white balance, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do it all the time. I you know, there's lots of color correction. There's a lot of color correction mm-hmm. tools. And it's okay to use them, especially when you're going to use color correction the more you that fine tune you want as well. You know, people have different tints they want to put in. Yep. Hey, this whole movie's going to have this type of tint, which it happens all the time. Different mm-hmm. TV shows and movies they have their own like color you know, their own color filters. It's like the whole thing's going to be sort of tinted like this.
Yes.
This is the color palette we're using. You know, so yeah, you could go very much into color correction. Basic color correction is white is white, but sometimes yes. you want to be a little bit cooler, a little bit redder. I've seen people go ahead and grab the Roscoe Lux right underneath the spider. The spider is sitting on top of that a sample color filters.
Okay.
Up. One more. There you go.
This one?
Yep. I've seen people take, you know, your filters for your lights. This is just a sample wheel. Yep. For what do they call these?
Like gels?
Gels, that's it. They take these sample gels, and I've also seen people just use these on top of their cell phones instead mm-hmm. of getting instead of getting gels and these lights, they'll just tape something like this, cut it, and put it right in front of their cell phone, and then their cell phone has a gel filter on it. I've seen people, you know, do it with different cameras. I've seen people take something like, you know, one of these and use that for white balance. Put the gel in front of the white card and then use that. So there's ways of tricking your camera. Oh, and you do this to set different moods. If you want like a nice cooler color or a darker, you know, people do this to set the moods. I kind of like that documentary look, but that's me. I'm not really a movie maker anymore. I don't really consider myself like I ever really have been. I've just done contests. We've all dabbled. Most videographers have dabbled. You know, tell a story. It's all about that story. I like that documentary look myself. I want to see how things look. I want things to feel relatable and real. However, that doesn't mean it has to. You can't tell that with a color palette, because most superhero movies are either bright and cheery, or they're dark and gloomy.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of and people love using that color palette with the color of the hero. When this, you know, when Batman's around, everything's are blues and reds. And that's also in costuming. And when the villain's around, it's
like blacks and this nasty reddish color. And
right. Or the villain himself will have their own color, and so it'll be like a green. Or green. Superman's case, a lot of times it's green for kryptonite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On white. You know, my first photo shoot, I actually intentionally threw white balance off to give it a nice green look.
Right.
Because it was, who was the first photo shoot I did? Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people have asked me, how did I get that nice green look to the image? And I was like, I threw the white balance off on the green side a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I've done that on these podcasts. I'm saying like, oh, I like documentary look, but no, I've done it. I've because I noticed the color was a little bit off, and I can't. The editing software I use, sometimes I can't get it to where I want it, so I'll just lean a little on that blue side, give it a nice cool, more of a, you know, looks a little more relaxed, not too blue, but just a little bit of tint. I think I'll be using, sooner or later, I'm going to play with DaVinci Resolve, not just for myself. I want to talk about that when I get to play with it, because the new version of DaVinci Resolve is also not only a color editor, but it's also a video editor, and it's free. Like, it's a free beta version. You can't export HD with the free version, but you can export pretty decent quality. And if you're looking for a free video editor, I mean, this is, it's, I want to play with it more, but right now it's comparable to Adobe Premiere and Final Cut Pro, which I am very adept to and use. White balancing. Another tip I have, and you see people do this all the time. I need something white. Oh, look, somebody's shirt. Excuse me, sir. You might turn around real quick. No, I'm not taking a picture of your butt. I'm just
white balance.
Never mind. I'm good. I white balance on that person's shirt over there, and he will never know. You've done it.
I've done it. I've done it.
We've all done it.
Uh-huh. I remember one time going, I need to white balance. Hey, Scott, hold still real quick.
What you really want, though, an ideal white balance, maybe I should have said this at the beginning, but now that everyone that just wanted the real quick and dirty has already left, the ideal white balance is you have the person with the white sheet, card, whatever you're using, which I have used bed sheets, and I've also used that heavy muslin.
I think that's what it is.
I forgot how you...
Muslin.
You know, that sheet. You hold that where the talent is going to stand. You want to emulate that light. You want to get that light you're going to be using. Because, you know, what's the point of me white balancing on this side... And when the talents can be sitting here and the lights are pointed over here, it's going to be off. When you're outside, you're going to have to re-white balance like every 20 minutes, 15 minutes. One person told me they do it every hour, hour and a half. No, I do it every 15 to 20 minutes. That's me personally. Yep. How about yourself when you're taking you're raw.
I do try to keep the white balance as close as I can.
Yeah. How often do you do it when you're outside?
Well, honestly, when I'm outside, I'll white balance for the first time, and then usually I don't have to unless I'm doing another shoot.
Okay.
And it's been an extensive period of time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stop a photo shoot like 10 or 15 minutes in to go, let's white balance again.
Okay.
And I know I can white balance in Lightroom easy enough.
Okay. So. With video, I will.
Yeah.
I will. I heavily annoyed one of my former employers doing that. And he did a shoot, and then I did another part of the shoot. And when we got to editing, he says, "Why are your colors better than mine?" Well, you remember when you're yelling at me for white balancing every 15 minutes? Shut up, Toad. You know, he didn't call me Toad, but pretty much like you. It's like you're right, but you usually don't have to. It's like, well, I do it every 15, 20 minutes and it pays off. You know, a little more work now, a little less work later on.
Yeah, that's how I am. Because sometimes that little more work later on turns into a lot of work later on.
Yeah, I owe that employer a lot, though. He taught me a lot of tricks. Another white balancing trick he taught me, that sheet, as I mentioned, you take a large sheet. So if you're recording in like an auditorium, you want your camera to where your camera is going to be. You want that you want whoever's white, that white card, where the talent's going to be. So if you're in the back of an auditorium shooting the front of the auditorium, it's hard to fill your screen with a piece of paper unless you have a very nice zoom lens. So you get a bigger white card.
Definitely.
You know, so that's what we would do. We'll hold up like full sheets. That way you can fill up the entire camera with that white.
Yeah. Another trick I would suggest, since a lot of people are now doing video with DSLRs, to read your manual, my camera, which is the Nikon D7200, actually has different white balance settings for video than it does for still pictures.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's a different white balance setting for live view versus if you're looking through the viewfinder for it. I don't know why that is, but if you don't know that, it'll catch you up. It's caught me up a couple times. oh, I have the white balance perfectly set. Okay, let's shoot video, and it's balanced for something 3 days ago.
I have noticed that with DSLRs, you gotta read your manual when it comes to white balance, because, you know, my experience with almost every single one of them, you white balance very differently.
Yes.
There's, you know, sometimes you literally take a picture and then you go into your white balance menu, because a lot of people are like, oh no, you only have the defaults. Well, if you want your custom, and that particular camera, I forgot which model, that's why I'm not saying which model, you go and you click on the picture that you just took, and it'll white balance to that picture. That's, and other ones, you could literally just press a button, and it'll white balance, and it doesn't even have to be on a white card. There's cameras that do that, too. Yeah. They'll do the auto white balance on whatever you're looking at. A white card obviously gives you a little more control.
Yeah, some of the Nikons recommend, like, 19% gray card. Canons will do 16% gray card.
That's right.
A lot of them. Pantex tends to like 12% gray.
So let's talk about that, because I talked to a photographer. He says he never uses a white card. He uses more gray cards. His white cards are gray. So I'm sure there's someone watching that's been yelling at me the entire time.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you have, like, my white card. You've seen my white cards. It's white, black, and gray.
Right.
I don't use the gray card because it's 18% gray, and my camera looks for 19% gray, which is just enough to throw it off.
Okay.
I don't know where they get the 18% gray from, but no digital camera I've ever seen looks for 18% on the spot. But apparently it's better to get white balance off of a gray card, because it reflects light differently. That's more natural from what I hear.
That makes sense.
I always use the white card. I'm not going to lie. I always use the white card.
Yeah, especially because if you're just tweaking a little bit, you could do that in post. There's so many great color correction tools out there. I mean, I get a little picky. Like I said, I don't think mine does exactly what I want. I'm not spending a lot of time. However, I got a coworker. I put her just in front of Premiere. She'd be like, well, it's not the best white balance program. And then she just works magic. She'd be like, oh, yeah, if you wanted this kind of palette, all you do is this. You know, and she just plays with the Luma curves and make things look, get that nice movie look. I mean, she makes my camera, this camera, look like a DSLR, you know, film camera. When it comes to color, maybe not complete the quality. We're just talking about color here.
Yeah, I like those.
But you get someone that really knows what they're doing when it comes to color correction. It, you know, makes things pop. I mean, I watched an Adobe guy do it on Photoshop. He's like, I always use Photoshop for my colors. And, man, he made everything look just... It made it look like an old school film camera, you know, just beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. I'm not that color correction person. I'm just giving out basic tips.
Yeah, you know. So am I.
So. Yep. What was that? I had another white balancing tip. Some people keep a card or something in their pocket, actually.
Yeah, that's what my cards are for. It's got a lanyard around your neck. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you can just take it off real quick. It's got one of those breakaway lanyards. Hand it to a model or whoever so that they can pose with it. The photographer that I learned how to, you know, learn about those exact ones for, he'd always say he would have his models pose in a funny pose so it, they didn't feel like they were working.
Right.
Yeah. But he taught me that little trick. And what he does is he'll take a picture of them holding that as well so that he can use that in Lightroom or Photoshop to white balance all the other pictures.
That makes sense because you're not changing your lights.
Yeah.
Every time you change your lights, you get another picture like that.
Mm-hmm. And another trick that he uses is if he's outside, he'll try to position a model where there's something that's actually naturally white somewhere in the shot.
Yes.
So that he can continuously go, okay, light changed here. This is white. Let's go.
Yes. Hmm. more white balancing tricks. See, now, you know, again, I've worked with people that know way more about this than me. I really am just run and gun. Hey, okay, cool. Oh, that looks wrong color. White. Or, oh my God, everywhere I turn around, it's changing color. I'm just going to throw in auto.
Yeah.
That just means before I hit video, I can't be like, boom, record. I got to go, all right, let me wait a second. Okay, the colors stabilized. Now I'm going to hit record. Same thing if you're running around with autofocus on, which I've actually done multiple professional jobs where the director or my employer will be like, just leave it in auto. He will tell me, leave it in autofocus. So, you know, when the singer's running around stage and it's not focused at a particular moment, you know, hey, that's what the client wanted. That's what the director wanted.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it. I did that with one director, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one song in manual, and I'm not going to, and I'll tell them afterwards. And I did it, and I was like, hey, by the way, I hit something I put on manual. I was curious if I could keep up with the singer because she was running up and down stage, and you had the better shot, and he did. He had other camera set up, and he actually had the better shot. And I used manual. He was like, yeah, you did a fantastic job. Next time, you could stay in manual.
Oh, that's
I didn't know your skill level, so that's why I told you to stay everything in auto.
Yeah.
Now that I know it, now you can go in manual because you know what you're looking for, you know, and I just have to pay you more money when I can afford it.
That's always good to hear.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I'm sure there's, for every one person that says that, there's going to be a person like, dude, you should just kept it in auto. But luckily, when it comes to auto, most people just shrug it off. They're like, yeah, you should just kept it in auto, dude. That, you know.
Yeah.
That's not exactly a battle that you should always fight. It really is just, like, I did a shoot the other day. And the guy's literally just says, just leave everything in auto. Now, I was the one doing the shoot. My nephew was. It's like, and another photographer comes up to him and starts showing him things. Hey, if you take it out of auto, you can do this on manual. And this is what, this changes your shutter. And this is what the shutter does. This does this.
Oh,
a lot of information
for
5 minutes tutorial.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, just leave it in auto.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just for a more advanced white balance thing, there's a card you can buy. It's called the Color Corrector Card. It's got red, gray, white, black, squares.
Also, helps you check your
color checker, I think is what it's called. Yeah. And
it's used for a couple different things.
Yep. There's an add-on for Lightroom, Photoshop, probably other Adobe products. Yeah.
People used to use those a lot of times in old school analog too. With the editing, you could just bring, in your engineering room, you bring up your color wheel, and it'll kind of give you a nice readout too.
Yeah. Well, the add-on stuff will actually look at all those and try to get all of those colors spot on for what those colors are supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to give you a better white balance. I've not actually experimented with that in a while, so I don't know how true it is.
Why are you so purple?
I don't know. Why am I so purple?
I don't know. Maybe you're just a little purple. I don't know.
Just a little bit purple.
Why am I so green? It isn't easy being green. It matches your shirt.
Oh, it does.
You certain type of thing.
Yay.
Kermit the Frog would be very disappointed in my memory of his songs. So, should we do more discussions like this?
Let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, what are your tricks and trips of white balancing? If you're, were you one of the people yelling, dude, gray, man, gray, dude, gray, or whatever it is, if you have a particular card, if you don't mind white balancing with lined paper, I know there's people out there that are like, dude, I can't, you can't white balance with lined paper. Dude,
I do it all the time.
Do it all the time, balancing with lined paper. I grab someone's notes they've written over it, as long as it's not, you know, as long as it's still mostly white.
We white balance with this thing that has, yeah, like, words.
Yeah, but we
and
white
stuff.
Balance on this side. We don't normally white balance with this side, but if we white balance on this side, it's okay. But we but with the lined paper, like what you got at school, that's fine.
That's
too.
Fine.
It's okay. Hey, I hope you enjoyed our discussion. You can find William at
allaboutwilliam.com.
And you can find me at toadin.com, youtube.com/toadink, where you'll find all these podcasts. Please, if you're yelling at us over the gray thing or over anything else, comment. Comment on the YouTube. Comment on Podbros. Comment on Mueller Sandwich. You only need one. And if I don't respond to you, because we're on also on iTunes and Stitcher and Podbean, if I don't respond to you, just shoot me a tweet. Or just use the YouTube or any of those links that I do check a lot. Preferably the YouTube or the Podbean or the Facebooks or the tweets. You know, you can find us. We're really easy to find. MediaAlertSandwich.com, Toadin.com, AllAboutWilliam.com, Podbros. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed our discussion. And may the analytics always be in your... May the algorithm always be in your favor. It's my new closing. May the algorithms always be in your favor.
Had to work on that one a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yay!
Maybe we'll explain it the next podcast.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. All right.